Now, one of the biggest nightmares of the police and the security services is what's called a dirty bomb. This is where a terrorist blows up a conventional bomb surrounded by radioactive material, radioactive waste, something quite easy to get hold of, relatively easy to get hold of. It's not a real nuclear bomb, but could make a small area radioactive for a very, very long time and create a huge amount of panic, which may even be a bigger problem than the radiation itself. The real headache is, without special equipment, it's very hard to tell if something's radioactive. I could have walked into the studio with a suitcase full of nuclear waste and there'd be no way of telling. Now, researchers at Purdue University and a consulting scientist called Andrew Longman have come up with a possible solution by taking advantage of mobile phones. The idea is to put a small, cheap, solid-state radiation detector into as many mobile phones as possible. Now, most mobile phones, especially in the US, have positioning devices inside them. So if one of these phones would detect us above a certain level of radiation, it could automatically phone into a central base station and report the amount of radiation and where it is.
Now, this is without you even knowing that...
Yeah, it would be going on in the background. As long as the phone's on, it would be trying to detect the radiation.
What sort of radiation?
Basically sort of alpha, beta, gamma rays. Probably alpha probably wouldn't get far enough, so beta, but probably gamma rays coming off.
Will this make the phone very, very bulky? Because we've striven for donkey's years to have smaller and smaller phones, and now you're telling me we're going to have a big, great Geiger Müller tube or something attached to the side of your phone.
Because they're solid-state devices, they're basically like a normal electric component, probably only a few millimetres in each dimension, so it ought to just fit inside of a phone without making any difference to the size. Now, Andrew's developed software which could put together hundreds of these reports and only give a warning to the operator when several of them are noticing the radiation, because if one of these phones kind of makes a mistake and starts sending off alarms and sending the police to all sorts all over the place, it would be a completely useless system.
So we've had citizen journalism where scientists and non-journalists, so members of the public, go and collect interesting stories and turn them into things for the media. Now we've got citizen anti-terrorism happening, where you sort of keep costs down by sending people out and just using them to find out where all the radiation is.
Yeah, it's the idea of sort of taking advantage of a platform which is already there and has got most of the functions you need and just add the radiation. Although it will involve persuading manufacturers to put them in the devices and persuading people to carry them
around. The phones in the US have a GPS transponder in them already. And it's on whether you like it or not, so people can track your movements anyway. And I don't think phones in the UK have that, but certainly in the US. And I was at a meeting in America where a number of people are quite worried because they feel that's an invasion of their civil liberties. So maybe people feel that their right not to detect radiation is being infringed here. I don't know. What do you think at home?